טוב ומבורך. היום עם פרשת וארא. וידבר אלוקים אל משה ויאמר אליו, אני השם. So, first of all, you have to understand that when we're talking now about our parashiot, this is exactly what we're going to sit on Seder night for the whole evening and tell and talk about what we are learning now and what we learned. What's this? Never mind, whatever. Okay. So, last week, Moshe and Aaron are going to Pharaoh, telling him, God sent us to tell you, send our people. And what is Pharaoh doing? Not enough is not sending them, he's making things worse. And of course, everybody is angry about what's happening, and they're angry on Moshe or Aaron. And they come to them and complain, what have you done to us? So Moshe Rabbeinu approaches God and tells him, what's going on here? Why have you made things worse? Why did you send me? And it sounds like real big chutzpah. Now you're talking to God and God sent you. You do what God tells you to do. You start asking, not only asking, you say, you're telling God, why did you send me?
Questioning God.
Yes. And since I came to Pharaoh to talk in your name, he made things worse for the people. And you didn't save them. We don't realize who Moshe Rabbeinu is. We don't realize who Moshe Rabbeinu is. Like, what makes him talk like this with God? You know, he knows who God is. What makes him talk with God like this?
But he was punished because of it.
Wasn't punished nothing for this.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, he wasn't allowed to go to...
Not because of this.
Not because of this.
He was a humble person.
So we have to understand what's going on here. And the answer of the Kodesh Baruch Hu also is very strange. You will see what I'm going to do. I'm asking you... Why did you hit Yossi? And you tell me, you see what I'm going to do, the one who hit him. But I told you, why did you hit him? You did it. You made things worse. Why? You see what I'm going to do. Is this an answer? And then, in our parasha, Vaydaber Elokim el Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. Now, Vaydaber is when you talk...
Straight.
It's hard things.
Yeah.
And Elohim is Midat Adin. It's judgment. And then, Vayomer is soft. And God is Chesed. So in the same Pasuk, we have both. Vayidaber Elohim el Moshe, Vayomer elav ani Hashem. And there are so many explanations what's going on here. One of them is very simple. After Moshe Rabbeinu is talking the way he's talking, God tells him, you are chutzpah. How dare you talk with me like this? I am God. I am the judgment. I am Elohim. Talks with him in hard words. Because it is a chutzpah. And then he tells him, you have to understand that I am Hashem. I am mercy. I am chesed. He says, the nations, the idol worshippers, they have a God for everything. They have a God for love, a God for peace, a God for war, a God for panos. Everything they want a God. So God is telling him, we are not the goyim. I am the one, the only one, and I am, you think I am judgment, but I am also chesed. And the real truth is that everything is chesed from God. It just, we don't see it. One of the explanations says that he is really telling him, you think it's judgment, vayomer Elohim, but the real truth is ani Hashem. It's not. And then he's telling him something very strange. I revealed myself to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in a certain way, and to you, I reveal myself in a special way. So the question here is, first of all, what is this special way, and why? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu greater than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And what is the change in the attitude? What happened here? And it all has one answer. We have to understand and realize Yetziat Mitzrayim is a basic in Emunah. That's the basic of all the Emunah. This is why we mention it every day, a few times a day. And then after we mention it the whole year, one night we sit the whole night and talk about what? Yetziat Mitzrayim. And not talking about complicated things, we're telling the story. What is so important about Yetziat Mitzrayim? And why did God change his attitude, is revealing himself in a different way? And why was it getting hard instead of getting better for Am Yisrael? Because you see, when everything is going with the nature, everything going slowly but surely. In other words, the night goes away and the morning comes. That's natural. But if it's unnatural, it happens suddenly. In other words, it gets darker, and then from the darkness, the light comes out. And that's what is explaining Moshe Rabbeinu. Is telling him, what do you think? That's now a normal way that I'm behaving with people? No, everything has changed now. And because of this, this is not going to be a redemption like you think, through nature. This is going to be something that nobody saw till now. It's going to be something that everybody's going to talk about. And because of this, this goes in a different way. First of all, I make it darker. And Pharaoh made things harder. And then you will see how from this hardness, from this darkness, the light will shine. Okay, so what? Why? In the creation, how many witnesses did we have?
Nobody, no?
Nobody.
Adam HaRishon
was created after everything was finished. In other words, there was no witness that God created the world. And what happened is that generation after generation, and people stopped believing and they start worshipping idols. Then you had Avram, and you had Yitzchak, and you had Yaakov, and you had the children of Israel. But still, the rest of the world was idol worshippers, especially Egypt. And now, how do you show people that there is a God? And the worst thing is that when it's written here,
Hashem hardened his heart the whole time.
This is only after five plagues. The first five, Pharaoh himself doesn't want to send Am Yisrael, which is another discussion. But now, let's see. They have this old discussion now, and he's telling him, I'm going to save Am Yisrael, and then he tells them, וידבר השם אל משה ואל אהרון ויצווהם אל בני ישראל ואל פרעה לארצה. This is פסוק י"ג in פרק ו', פסוק 13. Got it? וידבר השם אל משה ואל אהרון ויצווהם. Now, what is written here? God talks to Moshe and Aaron, and he orders them to what? No.
Let my people go.
No. What is he telling first after he says?
To Moshe.
Yes. Vayetzavem.
Rise up in the morning.
Vayetzavem el.
And stand before the.
Command the children of Israel.
Yes. And?
Regarding the children.
I don't understand. Where do they go now? Do they go to talk with Bnei Israel or they talk with Pharaoh? Who is going to send Am Israel out? Pharaoh or Bnei Israel? What's going on here?
Pharaoh.
Do you understand my question? What's written in this passage? This pasuk is a little strange.
Vayomer Adonai Moshe.
Yes.
Shchem baboker.
No, you're not in the right pasuk.
No?
13. 13.
Yes.
13 what perek?
Is a perek that I'm going to
choose. Well, you can choose 13 and in a different perek, no problem.
Okay. Let's see, which perek?
Perek Vav.
He went to command both.
So what do you think is telling? I want
to
understand.
You have to convince.
So okay, convince God is telling you. So what is God telling you now to do? What do you have to do?
To talk to Am Israel and to Pharaoh.
And to Pharaoh, that's to the children of Israel.
I want to understand. Who is the one who is going to release Am Israel?
Pharaoh.
So why do you need to talk with Bnei Yom Yisrael?
Because they have to want to go.
What does it mean?
They're not
they don't want to go to redemption. They don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz HaKodesh, to the Holy Land. They don't want to go.
They're resisting also because they cross with Hashem or they cross with Moses.
So what is more important now, to talk with Pharaoh or to talk with Bnei Israel?
With Pharaoh,
Pharaoh.
The people.
What's written in the Pasuk?
The people.
Who is first?
Bnei Israel.
The people.
Why? The Rebbe Mekoski used to say, if you think that the problem was taking Am Yisrael out of Egypt, you're mistaken. The problem was to taking Egypt out of Am Yisrael. In other words, now we start to understand what's going on. In a minute we'll understand that all the questions we asked in the beginning are all connected to the same issue. So now let's see what's happening here. So he's really telling Moshe and Aaron, first of all, you go where? Not to Pharaoh. You go to Bnei Israel.
Yes.
Because they don't want to go out. And you know, you can go to Pharaoh 100 times and tell Pharaoh, send the people. They say, okay, go. They don't want to go. What do you want from me? They don't want to go. They want to stay here. They have it good here.
Yeah.
So what's going on here? See, if we see next parasha, when Am Yisrael are getting out of Egypt, v'chamushim yatzu, we'll see it. Only 20% get out of Egypt.
Yeah.
80% stay in. And from the Midrash says they died in the darkness of the plague.
So did he kill?
What's going on here?
The Jews that didn't leave.
God killed. Yes, the Jews didn't leave. Yes. Darkness. So what's going on here? I understand. People don't want to go out. They don't want to go. They are slaves.
But they thought that they are in a good life.
It's the same story. That's the same. We always say this is not a story about Egypt. A few thousand years. This is a story about our life.
The same thing in Bardo.
The same thing all the way around.
In Germania, nobody went to go away.
But even the rabbis.
They had good houses.
Even the rabbis.
Nobody knows. Otherwise, somebody wouldn't be here.
Even the rabbonim told the people not to leave.
In other words, the problem we have here is
terrible.
We have a nation that is being slaved, but they were once a part of this Egyptian society. And they were a part of the Egyptian society unfortunately, in all the way. In the behavior, in what they did. In other words, they mingled with the goyim. And then Pharaoh did exactly what Hitler, Yimach Shimo, Zichro did years later. And the same as the Spanish Inquisition and all those stories we have, unfortunately, through the history. When Am Yisrael are started to mingle with the goyim, we have a problem.
Yes.
And the main problem is that even if they are being slaves, they want to stay there. So, why is God doing what he's doing?
That's right.
Because, why 10 plagues? Why 10 plagues? Why not 8? Why not 5? Why not 4? Why do you need the plagues at all? So you say, okay, he's punishing the Egyptians. Okay, why 10? Five plagues, Pharaoh doesn't want to send Am Yisrael. But the other five, God is heartening his will. So what's going on here? Why do we need 10 plagues?
And when it came the ten plagues and the Pharaoh said, send them away, it was in the last minute. If it would be 11 plagues, it would not be time to them to go out because they were in the down
So 1 minute. So couldn't God do one plague? God's got a problem taking Am Yisrael out of Egypt. He could take them, hey, come on, go. That's it, finish. And you know, the only plague that took Am Yisrael out of Egypt, if you're already talking about, is Makat Bechorot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but
that's the only play.
In the last minute,
that's a different thing. Mm-hmm. What was happening is that because of Am Yisrael mingling with the goyim and getting to impurity in a level that let's say they had only one level and that's what is, there was no Am Yisrael at all. So this is why Kadosh Baruch Hu came before the time to take Am Yisrael out. But before he took them out, he gave 10 plagues to Egypt. Now, who were those plagues for?
For the Jews, not for the Egyptians. Really.
Why not for the Egyptian?
Because he have to teach them that there is a God. And there are
teach
Jews.
Who? The Jews. Egyptian or the Jews?
The Jews. The Jews.
Why not the Egyptian?
The Egyptian, maybe. He can
take them without asking a paro clums.
It was for both, thing is that Egyptian, after the plague, didn't exist anymore. After Yitziat Mitzrayim, after the Shirat Hayam, there was no Egyptian anymore. They were finished.
Yeah.
In other words, this is really what we call in Hebrew Sidrat Chinuch. This is an education procedure to educate the whole world, but especially Am Yisrael.
Yeah.
Especially Am Yisrael, to show them what?
There's one God.
Why 10 plagues? Again, why do you need 10 plagues to teach the lesson?
Because it's difficult to teach for her.
Because as we said, you remember, there were no witnesses to see the creation of the world. And we need a proof.
That God is
the one, the only one, and He looks after each one of us, and there is none other than God. And He was, is, and will be forever. And in order to do this, we need to show the people all those things. And the world was created in 10 ma'amarot, in 10 says was the world created. In other words, there were 10 stages.
Mm-hmm.
The same 10 stages we see in the plagues. If you want to learn and see how the world was created, look at the 10 plagues. And if we see, they are divided into 3 parts. The first part is the idea, Ani Hashem. What did Pharaoh say? Who is Hashem? Says, who is Hashem? Okay, hello, shalom. I am God. Trach, boom, trach, freedom. Okay. Says, okay, there is a God. But, you know, God is somewhere there up in heaven. He doesn't care about us. What connection should God, the Almighty, this great power have with insects like us? We are nothing. Flesh and blood. So says God, no. God is everywhere and He looks at everything what's happening in the creation. Each one of us has got God with him. And this is the second set of plagues to show that God looks at all the details and especially Ashgaha Pratit on us. And then you could say, okay, so God created the world and God looks after us, but maybe there are also other gods. It says, En od milvado, that's the other 3 plagues. So it's 3, 3, and 3, which makes it
9.
So what is the 10th? The 10th is the one who take Israel out of Egypt. So in other words, what we see here is really a proof of the creation. And after this, when we say Shirat Hayam, Ra'u Amim Nirgashu, Az Nivalu Alofei Edom, everybody saw, everybody understand, everybody heard, there is a God. And after all this, still, unfortunately, we see that only 20% getting out of Egypt. So now we understand the answer about the questions we ask. Why is God making things harder before He redeems us? Because this is a whole different redemption. And it's a whole different way to prove that God is the one and the only one. That's why God is using a different, He reveals Himself in a different way. Ani Hashem. And this is why we have also the 10 plagues. Because the problem is, more with Am Yisrael, than with the Egyptian. We have to take them out of Egypt. And if they don't want to go out, we did nothing.
Okay, so
this is why we mentioning, remembering Yetziat Mitzrayim all the time. Yes, do you want to ask one?
No, I was to ask, if Hashem killed 80% of the Jews in the night, why he didn't finish the job? Why between the 20% came also
Datan v'Aviram also.
Why?
Do you think some of the Egyptians didn't finish?
God destroyed. Sorry.
Were there any Egyptians that converted?
Yes.
And came.
Yes. That's the Erev Rav.
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with the 20%. You have Am Yisrael, only 20% get out of Egypt, and then there were others which were the goyim. They also saw what God did, so they wanted to be a part of Am Yisrael, but it didn't last for long. But what we want to understand, you are saying, why didn't God finish the job? You see, we came to this world to do a job. Not for God to finish the job. It's our job to finish.
Okay.
So, before the darkness, even if they were not 100% believers, if they did see, the problem is they didn't want to go out of Egypt. God gave them a chance, and another chance, and another chance, and they didn't want to go out. They were so involved in the idol worship, they didn't want to go out. But those who did want to go out, what? This is doing tshuva. If you go out, why do you go out? Because, okay, I'm still maybe a little with the idols, but I understand that God is almighty. So, you know what, I'll try it. Okay, go. Let's see what's happening.
The plagues didn't happen to the Jews.
Doesn't matter who they happen to. You see, because the beauty of God is that God can make a few things in the same thing. First of all, we had to punish the Egyptian for what they did. So the plagues, from one point, they were for the Egyptian to pay for what they did to Am Yisrael. Mm-hmm. But while God is doing this, he also proved us and the whole world that he is the one, the only one. That's why he said there were 10 plagues. In other words, he did the same thing. With the same thing, he did two things. Mm-hmm. So now, we understand why we're talking about Yitziat Mitzrayim all the time. The problem is that when we talk about something all the time, what happens to it?
It becomes, like
you look at the way we daven sometimes, you know, sometimes I cannot believe the way we daven. He doesn't even know what he's saying, but he's going on. He says, okay. Now, okay, so is this believing? That's not believing. That's why we have Pesach. And on Pesach, we have the first night, Lev Seder night, which we sit the whole night, and talk about what? And what is the Torah telling us? That each one of us has to see himself as he is going out of Egypt now. Because that's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of Egypt. Egypt, for us, is everything around us.
We don't want to get back there.
It's everything around us. That's Egypt. All the tumah. That's Egypt. We have to go out of it. Unfortunately, we think that's good. We are slaves. We are slaves about our desires. We are slaves of the things we want all the time. This is being slaves. And what do? We go on being slaves. We take loans to have a holiday. We take loans sometimes to buy a better home. We take loans to buy a better car. What are we? Slaves.
Yeah.
So we have to get out of it. How do we get out of it? When we understand and realize that there is a God. And this God is the only God. And there is no other God. And he looks after each one of us. When we take it in and understand it, then all the things we want will get the right proportion. Yes, you can enjoy life, no problem. But you see, you have to do everything for one purpose, for God, for Am Yisrael. And when you do this, then it's no problem. And then you're not a slave anymore. Because then you do what you have to do in order to make yourself better. Worship God in a better way. In the easiest way, why not? Nobody says you have to suffer. Suffer, you say. You can say you have to suffer, but you can choose how to suffer. You can suffer coming here to Hiroshima. You could go and sleep. No, I'm saying that you can go and sleep. You can go and play. But that's exactly the point. The minute you think, you don't even suffer. You enjoy it. It's like when somebody is doing a very hard journey. He wants to get to the top of the Everest. And it's very hard. And he's doing it. Is he happy or is he sad? He's happy. He will be very sad if he wouldn't get there. Then he would be very sad. Everything I did, I couldn't get there. And this is exactly the point. What do we do here? We have to get to the top of Everest. Are we doing it?
Sorry.
And that's the question. And that's the idea of getting out of Egypt. So in order to do this, we have to understand who God is. Because everything is built at the end of the day on our emuna. Everything. The more we believe, the easier it is. And if you believe in something, you can give it to others. If you don't believe in it, you cannot deliver to others.
I heard something these days that emunah is achlata. You can say this, that having emunah is achlata.
Is what?
What is the achlata? Decision.
Decision.
What is the achlata?
I didn't understand.
I also don't understand.
Because if you finish the day, everything is...
Everything is decisions in life.
Is emunah.
No.
But everything is decisions in life. You have to decide to be a good person. Okay, so...
No, we have to decide to come to the shiur. We have to decide
So everything is decision.
We need to decide to...
That's everything is decision. But the thing is, what makes you tick? What makes you do the right decision?
Emunah.
Emunah. It goes the other way around.
I told you.
The emunah makes you do the right decision. How do you get to emunah? Know who God is. That's the idea of the 10 plagues. You see... Sometimes you're ill. You go to the doctor. And he gives you this bitter medicine. But if you don't take it, you won't get better. Or sometimes you have to go through an operation. It hurts. But if you don't do the operation, you won't be healthy. So you need to do the operation. So in other words, in order to get somewhere, sometimes you have to suffer before. But it's not suffering because it's only a stage to get to the right place. And as I say, you can choose your suffering. Depends what you do with your life. And also, it doesn't have to be suffering like this. See, what did Pharaoh do? First of all, he made it hard for Am Yisrael. Why? Because he did not want them to have the time to think. Because if somebody is, his whole mind is occupied with surviving, he's got no time to think about God. He wants to survive. But unfortunately, that's the same thing in life, in everyday life. If you're all around your parnosa and your other things, so you've got no time for God. And Mesilat Yesharim says, that's Yetzer Hara, that's Pharaoh. He puts you in a place where there is a lot of worries from here and from there, that you won't have any time to think about what you're doing in this world, about God. And that's Egypt. We have to get out of there. So how do we get out of there? We have to understand who God is. It's like I'm selling orthopedic chairs, which are very expensive. In the beginning, this market is, today also it's not a very big market because people don't realize how important it is. Or let's say maybe they do realize today, but they don't want to put the money on a chair. But anyway, in the beginning, you know, I didn't know exactly what I'm selling. And it got to the point that I thought, okay, there is no way I'm going to sell those chairs. They're too expensive and nobody wants them. But then when I start learning about what it's all about, what is an orthopedic chair? What does it do? How does it help? And the more I knew about the chair, the more I believed in the chair, I start selling more. More and more and more. So in other words, the beginning, it was hard. Didn't know if it's going to be successful. So you don't give up. You have to learn.
If to believe.
Of course. How do you learn to believe? You learn who God is. Look around. See who God is. Messiah Tishrei says it. You have to stop. He said, the best thing is, if somebody can, every day, stop for half an hour, 20 minutes, whatever, and thinking about you and God, thinking about the creation, thinking about all the things God is doing. So this way, you're going to elevate yourself. You're not going to go to Egypt, you're going to go out of Egypt. But in order to do this, and to make you believe greater, you have to learn who God is. Look around. That's the idea of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Learning Yetziat Mitzrayim. Talking all night about Yetziat Mitzrayim. In order to make things in the right order in our mind. Because we look around and think that the Hezbollah is running the world. Daesh is running the world. Trump is running the world. Bibi Netanyahu. Nobody is running the world. Only one is running the world. God. There is nobody else. The minute you understand this, this is Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's the idea, getting out of Egypt. Another interesting point with a very big lesson. On Pasuk, Kaf Vav, 26, Perek Vav. Who are Aaron? Got it? No, no. Who are Kaf Vav, Perek Vav. Perek 6, Pasuk 26. Who are Aaron and Moshe? Got it? Okay. Who are Aaron and Moshe? Asher amar Hashem lahem, otziu et bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim al tzivotam. Who? What is who?
He.
Aaron and Moshe. Aaron and Moshe is he?
No.
Is they? Then the other pasuk, him. They is changed to him. They are the one who talked with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Lotzi, Ebnei Israel, Mimitzrayim. And then what's written? Again, who? He is Moshe and Aaron.
Again, singular.
What is the Torah trying to tell us?
Yeah.
Change the order around. Talk to two people like they are one. And then in the middle telling us that there are really two. What's the Torah trying to tell us in this strange psukim?
That they were equal.
Are they equal? It says, Lo kam b'Israel kemoshe. There was nobody like Moshe. How can they be equal?
Their authority in this job.
So who is taking Am Yisrael out of Egypt? Moshe or Aaron?
Both.
So why do we talk always about Moshe and not about Aaron?
That's a good question.
Hashem
chose
Moshe.
Hashem
chose Moshe. We know that he chose Moshe. Yeah, but when you see here the whole through all the parsha, you see Moshe and Aaron, Aaron, yeah. Moshe, Moshe and Aaron.
It changed the whole time.
And here there is a big lesson for us.
You can't do it on your own.
The Rambam says that each one of us can be Moshe Rabbeinu. Really? Can we be Moshe Rabbeinu?
I don't. I don't think I could.
There is this story about Reb Zushe. He was the brother of the Noam Elimelech. A great tzaddik. And the story is that he one day, one of the guys, Hasidim, sees him crying. He says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "I'm crying because when I go up to heaven, God is not going to ask me why I haven't beat Moshe Rabbeinu. He's going to ask me, why haven't I been Reb Zushe?"
Yes.
Why haven't I been Reb Zushe? What does it mean? Each one of us has got a potential. And we have to use this potential to the top, to the end. And when we use this potential, we are like Moshe Rabbeinu. Because that is what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and that is what Aaron did. And this is why Moshe and Aaron are one. Because in life, like a couple, each one of us, each one of the couple is doing something in order to be one. In other words, a couple, if you separate them, it's only half. They're only whole if there is it's a couple. And this is all a lot only with couples like men and women. It's also when you have the same job. And you have to do a job. And here, let's see what is Moshe doing and what is Aaron doing.
Moshe cannot speak, so
Moshe brings the Torah to Am Israel. What is the Torah all about? Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. What is Aaron doing?
Ve'ahavta
le'reacha kamocha. In other words, they are really
one.
The one brings the Torah and the other one keeps it. Or let's say puts it into... gives an example. You know? And that's why they are one. And if each one of us is going to do his own job to the best abilities he can, that is Am Yisrael, Ke'ish Echad, Belev Echad. The same thing. That's the idea. That's in the creation. When God created man, he says, Vayivra Tzelem Mutar Nito, Zachar Ulkera Bara Otam. But he says Oto in the beginning. It's one. Men and women are one. And this is exactly the thing. And that's what the Torah is telling us. And that's what Reb Zushe was saying. When I come up there to heaven, they're not going to ask me, I have been Moishale, Avram, Yitzchak. They're going to start, haven't you been Reb Zushe? In other words, did I fulfill my potential or not? And if not, I have a problem. This is why we cannot look at on others. We have to do our own job. There is this famous story I also told you in the past about this boxer that retired. He didn't know to read and write. And his head was not exactly for all the bangs. His son did tshuva. And he was learning Gemara. So one day... this boxer comes to his son and says, I want to learn Gemara too. I see that you enjoy it so much, I want also to learn. He says, Father, I'm sorry, you don't know how to read and write. I says, no, you teach me. So the son was sitting with his father, teaching him how to read, and then teaching him Gemara. And they managed, like for a whole year, to do one page of Gemara. And when they finished the page of Gemara, this boxer said to his son, I want to do a siyum. So his son says, a siyum? You don't do a siyum on one page. You do a siyum on a masechet, let's say a perek, one page. Who does a siyum? He says, I want to do a siyum. He says, I have to ask the rabbi. So he went to Reb Moshe Feinstein, was in the States, Gedol Ador, and he went to him and asked him, Rabbi, my father, this and that, and we learned one page of Gemara, and my father wants to do a siyum. Said Reb Moshe Feinstein, of course you do a siyum, and you invite me for the siyum. Mm-hmm. And when people heard Moshe Feinstein goes to the siyum, everybody came. So this siyum was something unbelievable. Siyum on one page of a Gemara. But that's not the end of the story. A few days later, this guy dies. And guy comes, and when Moshe Feinstein hears that he died, he says, I'm going to the Levaya. And you know, you go to the Levaya, everybody sees Moshe Feinstein going to the Levaya, says, wow, who is this tzaddik that Moshe going? We have to go also. And this boxer had one, I don't know if maybe the greatest Levaya that they had there in the state. All the Jewish community went to the graveyard. And then there were a spading, and Moshe Feinstein asked to talk. And he says, Yesh kone olamo b'sha'a achat. There is one who buys his world in 1 hour. Ve'yesh kone olamo b'daf echad shel gemara. And there is one who buys his world with one page of gemara. And everybody was crying. And this is a big lesson for us. We don't know our abilities, what we can and what we can't. We don't know what the others can and can't. But at the end of the day, you have to use your own potential. And yes, if it's one page of Gemara, and that's your potential, you did it. You did your job. You're in Gan Eden. But if your potential is 20,000 pages of Gemara, and you did 15,000, you're not going to, you're not doing your job. So you cannot look at what this guy is doing or the other guy is doing, because that's not your job. You have to do your job.
But how do you know your potential?
this is the big question.
This is why each one of us has to try the hardest to do what he can. That why was Reb Zusha crying? Because he didn't know. What is my potential? But this is exactly the thing. If we learn and understand, and our emuna is going to get greater, and we realize that the Geula will come when each one of us would use his potential, not looking about the other guy, not be jealous on others, not looking what they are doing, what car they've got, what house they've got, and all the other things, but make sure what you are doing for Am Yisrael. And if each one of us is going to do this, then the Geula will come. That's what we're talking about here. The Geula will come. Who Moshe Aaron? Who Aaron or Moshe? The Torah exactly says the beginning. Who is first?
Aaron.
Who Aaron or Moshe? Aaron is first before Moshe. But then the Torah says it. Who Moshe Aaron? So you would not do a mistake. They are equal. Equal to the way that the beginning, even Aaron, is before Moshe. That's what's written. So, what we should all do is to try and know who God is, what He is. Don't let Yetzer Hara disturb us all the time and occupy us with slavery to all the desires of this world. Go out of Egypt. How do we go out of Egypt? We learn who God is. We learn what is important and what is less important. Mm-hmm. We put our priorities right. And if we do this, Bezrat Hashem will have the Geula, Bimera, Bimeinu, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.